You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. 7:07 after the hour. You are, well, 7 minutes after the 7 o'clock hour. I'm getting there. I'm only halfway through my brewed coffee. I apologize.
What planet are you on? What bio are you in?
Well, I was trapped in the biosphere too yesterday. See? Which means they're messing with my air pressures and all that stuff. But again, coming off, I'm going to call it right now, a triumphant live remote at the biosphere too.
Fun time. Fun place.
Just got a text message from our security sponsor, Ryan from Eagle Force. He sent me a picture of himself in his cowboy gear for his Pistolero event last night. And I said, how did it go? And he says, it went great. 50 people showed up for him on 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night on a record-breaking heat day.
Mm-hmm.
So, good job, listeners. 50 showed up at Ryan's place yesterday. That's pretty good. So, good job. So, we have the best listeners ever. We just do. 2 weeks from today, we're going to be doing a security seminar at Brood, 12 noon at Brood up on Sabino Canyon. We'll be sending out information en masse very soon, next 24 hours. So back to the biosphere thing. Thanks to, of course, Joaquin Ruiz, Dean of Science, John Adams, of course, Deputy Director at the Biosphere 2, and Rick Netter, their Marketing Director, for helping me put this all together. If you want to find all the curriculum vitae/bios of all those scientists I talked to yesterday, if you go to the Christopher DeSimone Facebook page, I did post them up on there, and you can kind of see the work that they are into. We have Supervisor Allie Miller coming up in the third hour. And then tomorrow, Ed, we have Brett from Gecko Pest Control, Congressman David Schweikert from the Phoenix area, and then Prep and Pastry as part of the Visit Tucson staycation. And then we party with Rocco and Mark Van Buren on Friday. So
Prep and Pastry, we're going to make them wait in line.
Why?
Because there's always a line when you go there. There's
well, God,
so many.
God bless them, right?
I mean, that's a good thing, but I'm just saying, you know. They're going to get out from behind the line and come and see us. So
remember, they're moving into Casa, the old Casa Valencia thing.
They're there, yeah. And there's still lines.
Yep.
That's how good it is. So,
correct.
There you go.
The home of the cronut or the dosant or whatever when you mix a donut with a croissant. 7:09 in the morning, 790-2040 is the phone number to get in, or wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. Remember, if you miss anything, kvoi.com for podcasting, and then go to dsimonehq.com for greatest hits, best local restaurants to eat in Tucson. If you're stumped, you got people, you're sick of going to Chili's and Applebee's and crap, go look at the DeSimone HQ, go to Chris's favorites. There's like 30 restaurants on there that'll pull your fat out of the fire. Good morning to Chris Klein, Arizona Broadcasting Association, president and CEO.
It's quite a title.
Do we need to have both?
No. I would take either one all by itself.
Well,
a good title.
Well, it's a great title.
Yeah, half the reason I took the job.
Sex is up the LinkedIn like you would never believe. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. I really appreciate you having me.
So you are relatively new to this job.
I am. I have been in the gig about 9 months. And I'm guessing a lot of your listeners may be saying, well, what is the Arizona Broadcasters Association?
Now, I will tell you, we had a little bit of spoiling about, you know, in relation to of being mildly familiar with it because of Doug Martin.
Yes.
Right, because Doug's been very involved with ABA for years.
Absolutely. I'm going to go see him this afternoon.
You're going to see Doug this afternoon?
I sure am.
Look at you. So let's go right from the beginning. What is the purpose of the Arizona Broadcasting Association?
So the association is the group that represents nearly every TV and radio station in the state. There's about 200.
Okay.
And what we do is first and foremost work to basically help represent the shared interests of broadcasters. So some of that is we fund the only lobbyists down at the state legislature, keeping an eye on making sure that, let's say, our legislature doesn't pass something that prevents you from having free speech on the radio or create some type of business tax that could make it harder for this radio station to exist.
Well, local municipalities always love flirting with advertising taxes.
Yes, and so do the states.
Right.
So on the state level, we're pretty conscious of that. And obviously, if let's say a local municipality were going to do it, that's something that we would get involved with too. But the other thing that we put a lot of time and focus on too is working to figure out how do we get more people who are in college excited about careers in broadcasting, right? Media is changing a lot right now. Yep. And not every 18-year-old is stuck listening to the radio every day or watching traditional broadcast TV every day.
Sure.
Yet there are a lot of jobs to fill in this industry in Arizona. And so we partner with U of A, we partner with ASU and NAU. We're trying to figure out, not just with scholarships, but how can we build programs within the universities that get people excited about DJ jobs, about media sales jobs, about engineering jobs. You know, engineering is one of those things in radio and TV that I think people take for granted, but it is an incredibly specific skill set.
Right.
And you've got to understand radio frequency, RF, which is really complicated, yet nobody teaches it in school anymore.
And you have to be willing to be repeatedly electrocuted and not let it bother you that much.
This is true. And be able to climb high towers and not be afraid of heights.
It's so funny hanging out with Ed, who's
no wonder there's no candidates right now.
So Ed's been on the radio pretty much since 1970 what?
Yeah.
Right.
71.
Long
and,
time.
You know, so between, I got to know a lot of DJs like himself, and they always tell me great stories of that one engineer dude.
Yeah.
Who was okay with getting electrocuted once in a while, and that's what happens.
Yeah, so. We actually have a couple of folks who love it so much that they contract themselves out to any radio or TV station in the state that wants to use them.
Right. Absolutely.
You could be a tower climber. There's plenty of need for that.
Yes. If there's any kids listening, you could get paid to go climb towers and get electrocuted.
Yep. All right. So what you're saying is if you're a parent listening right now and you got that kid who likes to call his buddies dudes, right, and they're on the rock climbing wall all the time?
Yes, exactly. They got to call me up. I'm going to set them up. I'm going to make sure that we put them in touch with the right people.
So I'm an NAU grad. Okay.
Okay.
So I go up with my daughter because she's thinking about going to the old man's alma mater, and we're going through the whole campus visit, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, NAU in the last 10 years added $1.4 billion of infrastructure that has nothing to do with getting a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we go into the phys ed area near the lumberjack gym, and of course, we have to have the indoor air-controlled giant climbing wall.
Yes.
And I just thought about it now. This is important to your industry, our industry.
It is. It's your industry too.
This is where the tower climbers are going to come from, are the NAU climbing wall.
Well, next time I'm up at NAU, I may have to make sure I get a tour of that and figure out if I can get some signage, you know, like climbing, let's get you a career in broadcasting.
Well, this sounds like you should be, the Arizona Broadcasting Association should be, you know, sponsoring part of the wall. That's what I feel like.
Ooh, now you sound like Game of Thrones, though. Okay. The wall.
Certain times it's a little like the wall up there at NAU.
I understand.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to break. We're hanging out with Chris Klein. He is the president and CEO. You're doing a State of Arizona Broadcasting thing today?
I am.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we are going to sit down with most of the ad agencies and people that buy ads on radio and TV, and we're going to talk about broadcast TV, broadcast radio, and how media consumption is changing. And it's really interesting. So I don't know how much time you got before you got to go to break here, because I'm just going to go into a diatribe.
All right. Hold that. Now that's a tease. Chris Klein's going to go on a diatribe. How's that going to get
it's
you to come back?
It's a big word.
Ready. Big diatribe coming up from Klein in a few minutes. 790-2040. Wake up Tucson, comments at gmail.com. Wake up. You're on 1030 The Voice, local news and talk.
The Chris Klein playlist this morning. Here we go.
Look at that.
You too.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
Isn't this good?
What's the name of this group?
This is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
I'm just messing with you.
I picked it. If I don't know it.
No, it's one of his, him and them and yes, or, you know. He listens every night before he goes to sleep.
I've actually interviewed Greg Lake and Carl Palmer on the show, so that's why I'm just being a jackass, so I apologize.
That's phenomenal.
I'm a progressive rock guy, so I have used it as my own personal play. We've done John Anderson from Yes, Steve Howe from Yes.
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 Yes, this can be an anthem. This is a life anthem.
And this is the show that never ends. So, here we go.
Well, when we flirted with the fourth hour, so we did have the beginning of Carnival 9 as the show that never ends. Now, we're hanging out with Chris Klein of Arizona Broadcasting Association. He's doing his State of Arizona Broadcasting with a bunch of the ad agencies today. And so you were about to, nothing more than a sexier tease than Chris Klein's going to do a diatribe. So what's the diatribe?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the diatribe?
I already regret using that word.
Classic okay. radio jock keeps throwing the word back in my face.
Fine. So what we have been doing leading up to conversations like this is always making sure we're keeping an eye on the latest data, understanding how people are using media. It's a changing world. And we got fresh data literally that was released 2 weeks ago from Nielsen, which is the biggest company on the planet that measures media use.
Yep.
And it's something called the Nielsen Total Audience Report. And what they do every quarter of every year is do an updated report to look at how are people using electronic media in totality, right? And we all know that media is changing a lot right now, but the other piece of the puzzle you may not know is that we're truly in a golden age of media consumption. So the second quarter of 2019, which is what this data is from, shows that people are using media 21 minutes more often every day than even just last year. And how often is that? That's nearly 11 and a half hours a day that they're connected to some type of electronic media, which if you do the math means nearly every waking hour of the day, we are connected to something electronic to consume media, which is pretty incredible when you think about
it. So that's bittersweet. As a guy who's in the industry, yay. As a guy who would like the human race to improve every day, I kind of go, ooh.
Yep. I get it.
Read a book. Plant the flower. Take a hike. Run with the dogs. Do something.
Right? Well, you can. You can run with the dogs and have your AirPods in your ear as you're listening to your electronic media.
You're totally correct.
But I hear you. And let's hope that it doesn't get to the point where it is every waking hour, because then maybe we do have a problem, right?
Right.
But in the meantime, hey, as the guy that represents broadcasters and for you doing this every day,
sure,
it's good for us.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
It's really good for us. And so you may be thinking to yourself, okay, 11 and a half hours, well, what are they consuming? What are they looking at? And I got that data too.
Hit me.
So there are 9 ways. I know it's a lot, but we'll be real quick.
That's okay.
9 ways that people, we got time.
We do.
9 ways that people are consuming media right now on a daily basis. Live TV speaks for itself.
Right.
Time-shifted TV, if you've got a cable box and you push pause or you DVR something and watch it an hour later, that's time-shifted TV. Radio speaks for itself. We're on it right now. DVD and Blu-ray, it's still technically a thing. But, you know, I'll give you the spoiler alert here. Of the 11 and a half hours, it only represents 5 minutes.
Yep.
So as people move to truly a digital world, Blu-ray, DVD, things of the past. I mean, Blockbuster. I don't need to say much more.
So we just had this discussion with Tony Ford on Monday, right? You're trading your convenience for certain things, right?
Yes.
And this convenience factor is giant, right?
Absolutely.
Because now, because of that thing sitting in your hand right now being your cell phone,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't have to do anything anymore, right? You can be laying on your couch, right? You can order a gourmet meal, have Grubhub drop it off to your place.
Yep.
Crawl over to the door.
Yep.
Put the hand out maybe.
Yep.
And grab your food, crawl back to the thing, and go watch, you know, 6 hours of, you know, Game of Thrones in a row if you want.
Absolutely.
Right?
It is totally true. And that is, and it's great for consumers, and by the same time, it makes us lazier every day.
This is the thing about, that's what I'm saying about the shrinkage of the DVD part of this.
Yep.
Is, oh, I got to go find the case.
Yes.
I got to go pull the actual DVD out and pop it into my PlayStation DVD or something else.
There's such a thing as instant gratification that it no longer provides for.
Correct.
Right?
You're correct.
So the game I want to play in a second here is, once I go through the rest of the list,
yes.
I want you to guess what is the most used of all of these and what's the least. I gave you one clue with DVD and Blu-ray.
Right.
But I'm not going to tell you any of the rest.
Okay.
Okay?
Keep going.
So you got DVD and Blu-ray. You got game consoles. So, right, gamers.
Before I think about this, I got to write this crap down.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So you said the first one's TV.
Live TV.
Right. We got live TV.
Yep. Folks at home can play, too, if they want.
Time-shifted
TV.
Does that include on-demand content or not?
No. That would just be DVR.
Okay.
Right? Radio.
Yep.
DVD and Blu-ray.
Okay.
Game console. So anybody's a gamer, they're using a game console.
Are you a gamer?
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. Internet connected devices on your TV. So this is where like the Netflixes and the Hulus come into play.
All right. So we're going to talk That's basically TV streaming?
Yep, you could call it TV streaming. That'd be fine.
Okay, go.
Internet on a computer.
Yep.
Your smartphone.
Yep.
And a tablet.
Okay.
Those are your nine. And all nine add up to 11 and a half hours every day right now. The question is, how do they split? And I bet you I'm going to surprise you in some pretty substantial ways.
All right, so what's give me the first thing you want me to guess here.
Well, we can already spoil one, right? We know that DVD and Blu-ray is 5 minutes.
Right.
So
is that the worst?
Take that. It is the lowest.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing is the worst. It's just the lowest.
Yes.
I'm the media
guy. That's why he's president and CEO, okay? You're absolutely right, sir.
Yes. Don't coddle him on that low.
No.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He's always negative.
I appreciate that.
All right, so what's your next question?
So why don't we start with the most? What do you think is the consume more than anything else?
So I feel like this is the Admiral Akbar. It's a trap question.
It's a trick question,
bit.
Right?
I feel like it a little bit, right? I really want to say smartphone, but I feel like you're going to tell me it's radio.
I'm going to say internet. I'm going to say more people listen to radio, like 98% or some of the people listen to radio every week in the United States.
So,
everybody listens to radio. That's the most listened to, but not the most time spent listening.
I think we have a smart man over here.
Well, he reads some of this crap people send to him. That's what's the best part.
Weekly Reach, a different conversation from what we're talking about. Radio's at 92%.
Right.
But without spoiling it, I will say on a daily basis, it's not the highest.
So to me, anecdotally, it feels smartphone.
So you're going to say smartphone. I'll say internet because you're always connected to it in somehow or whatever. But I'm not exactly where these numbers are coming from.
All right, okay. Chris Klein.
You ready?
Ruin our day.
Fake drum roll.
I don't have a drum roll, but I have a we're right or wrong.
Oh, right or wrong.
Okay.
So. Here we go.
Number one.
Yes.
Live TV.
You guys are sitting on your butts way too much.
3 hours, 53 minutes. But here's the catch that'll help explain that. Think about all the hours people spend watching live sports. Think about all the hours people spend keeping an eye on news.
So I guess the question is, too, some people watch live TV on their phones.
Yep.
Sure.
So where does that fall?
Yep. That falls in some senses in live TV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Because I guess anecdotally, we just see it all the time.
Yep.
Everyone is instinctively looking at their phones.
Well, number two,
yes.
I'll just give it away now, is phone. So you guys were not far off.
Right.
3 hours, 1 minute. So 3 hours, 53 minutes for live TV, 3 hours, 1 minute for smartphones. Between those two, you're at half of all media consumption for the day. Number three, radio.
Right.
An hour and 42 minutes. But if you go Weekly Reach,
right.
Radio wins every day, hands down, just because of how available it is in the cars and how much time we all spend in the cars. Right. We may not listen to it as long as some of these other platforms, but we're listening to it more frequently.
I want to give you a story that supports this live TV thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So just in the last couple of weeks, I killed live TV on my Comcast, right? And I just have the broadband.
Mm-hmm.
And I have noticed that there is a change of behavior of everyone in my house. Because now, if you decide you really want to watch something on TV, you have to go hunt and search it and make it happen.
You have to go find it and click on it. Yep.
So do you have an antenna or do you have one of the streaming cable services?
I'm just streaming.
Yep.
Kind of thing. So it's a little bit of Netflix, a little bit of Prime. I bought the ESPN Plus app for $4.99 a month.
So what happens if this fall you want to watch the Arizona Cardinals play on TV?
I have to really care if I give a crap.
Okay.
That's the big thing. I think I told you I'm a soccer guy.
Yeah.
Right? So I can buy the NBC sports package for English Premier League.
Yeah.
It's the best deal ever. I think it's like $64, but it covers the entire season. For one time, one $64 buy gets you basically August through May, right?
Interesting.
And then the ESPN Plus at $4.99 a month gives me a truckload of other soccer games. So I feel like I've covered my soccer stuff at that point. But the problem with all of these streaming, like the Fubos and YouTube TV and Philo and Hulu, right?
Which is what I
By the time I go back to live TV with them, I'm not saving any money that much off of being off of contest.
Exactly.
Right? And so Fubo keeps saying they're the best place for soccer, right?
Sure.
But I can't get the soccer pack. They do the same thing as the cable companies. Sorry, Broadcasting Association. And that basically I got to buy the big package first, then I can do the add-on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't need the Lifetime movies. I don't need Psycho Babysitter movies 24 hours a day from the Lifetime movie. I don't need that. But they're going to force me to buy that to get the soccer package.
And that's how you give up on soccer. You have to worry about paying all that money.
Well, I'm okay on the soccer. But
I know you are.
So the other thing, too, is I just had this discussion this morning with my friend Bill, who listens to the show, is do I have to go get the over-the-air antenna thing? Does that magic stick thing work?
Nope. The magic stick. Okay, I don't know about that.
I don't know. You know, these kind of things.
What is this magic stick?
Oh, this has been out there forever. Yeah, I've seen it on TV.
Right, you shove it in the back of your TV and it gives you all the over-the-airs.
I see.
But then, of course, there's a line of sight problem.
It's an antenna, too.
And so that would give me a couple of pro football games on the side.
So I have a little antenna in the kitchen for the little TV in the kitchen.
And you're in the middle of town.
But it doesn't pick up one of the stations. One of the broadcast stations because they're on different mountains, okay?
I see.
And without putting a dang antenna like in the 50s.
Yep, on your roof.
On my roof with a rotor. Nah, it ain't going to happen anymore. Yep. So one of the broadcast stations loses out because three of them are over here and one of them's over there and I can't get that
What stations do you get?
I get them all, but which one falls out the most? I think 13 falls out the most or something. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because I don't watch that much broadcast TV. My wife does.
Gotcha.
While she's washing dishes and making dinner and stuff
like that.
And of course, on all these cables and all that stuff, all these Hulus and Vudus and all that stuff, there's no PBS. PBS is, I guess, a little greater than thou and hasn't made any contracts with any of these providers. You can look at all the states. They got CNN, everything. They've got ESPN, everything. They've got...
You can stream PBS on the Fire Stick now.
I can't. I've got the Fire Stick. PBS does not come through.
You want the live signal. The live...
Yeah.
Over the, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, I can watch their shows.
You know, I'll send you my Lawrence Welk DVDs, and you can just watch that so you don't have to talk to PBS.
Oh, my gosh.
So, all right, 7:32 in the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson. Chris Klein, Arizona Broadcasters Association.
Good stuff.
Probably the last appearance he'll ever make on the show. Ed Alexander, Christy Simone. If you got a question or comment, give us a call. 790-2040. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Well, that's a perfect bump from you guys.
It was very intentional.
Very nice. Freddie and the Boys, 7:36 in the morning. We're hanging out with Chris Klein, Arizona Broadcasting Association. I had it up. What's the website so people can follow along for you guys?
Yep, azbroadcasters.org.
Excellent. Let's talk about radio.
Yeah.
Here we are. We're on radio. Let's talk about the relevancy of radio.
Yep.
Because it's interesting where you say, we know our brothers and sisters in the print medium are having their issues with trying to stay relevant. And we've seen that in those worlds, the people who are staying relevant are the ones who are really hyper-focusing on local, right? Mm-hmm. Doing that thing that you can't get going to Daily Beast, Fox News, MSNBC, that type of thing. Because people, there's still a portion of the population want to know locally what's kind of going on.
Yeah.
And some of them want to be oblivious, don't get me wrong. But let's talk about the relevancy of radio. When you look at your Nielsen report that's just came out in the last 30 days.
Yep.
Let's talk, what are you seeing about the relevancy of radio?
So I think the number, and the only number that matters, is what Ed mentioned a minute ago, which is the weekly reach.
Right.
Radio, even in this day and age, even as people, right, say the demise of traditional TV and radio, radio reaches 92% of people. And then you may be saying to me, Chris, okay, 92%, what was it last year? It's 92% last year. It held, right? It's not fallen.
Right.
It holds. And because it's the reason is it's in everybody's car. But a lot of people will say, I don't understand why it's so high. So I did some more research. I was digging on this, trying to understand it myself. And I kind of had this aha as I was really digging into a lot of these streaming services, right? They're what are competing for listeners.
Right.
And streaming services are great. And I'm saying that as the broadcast guy. They offer some really unique products and, you know, they open up new doors. Broadcasters are playing in this space too. But there are entrance barriers that these streaming devices have that broadcasters don't have to worry about. So let's say you have a Spotify account, you got a Pandora account, you're listening to any type of streaming music. you're going to run into a subscription fee, right?
Correct.
You're going to have to pay a monthly fee. Nobody likes to pay more money. You're going to have an internet connection. And if you're in a dead spot, if you're underground, if you're in rural parts of the state on vacation, it ain't going to work. And then, you know, number three, there's a certain tech savviness that even comes with these streaming devices. It ain't that difficult, but it requires more tech savviness than turning a dial with radio. And radio, remember, is free for all.
Right.
It's literally magically in the air.
Right.
Somehow, some way, our voices are in the air and then going to devices in everyone's car, and they just turn a dial and we show up.
Let's go to convenience back, but we had our convenience discussion, right?
Yes.
So let's say someone gave you a free Spotify account,
mm-hmm.
right? There's two really hard things for most Americans that they can't, that they got to go work at, right? Which is one, press the button a couple of times on their phone to figure out what they want to play.
Yep.
Okay. Then they have to build playlists half the time or go find a playlist.
Yep.
Where in the end, like you said, radio, turn it to, bink, there it is, magically on the car stereo.
And then you mentioned off the top the other central critical piece of the puzzle, which is these streaming devices are national and international in scale.
Yep.
Radio is the only thing out there in the audio world that is and will remain local. It's the only thing out there where the people putting it together, the people talking, are the ones that live next door to you.
Right.
They're your neighbors. They're invested in your community. They're the folks you go to in an emergency. They're the folks who are going to tell you about a new restaurant that you should check out tomorrow. There are some great things that Spotify can do if you want some instant gratification and you want to hear your favorite song right now, but that doesn't supplant and just totally take over for the value that no one else can touch but radio.
So technology has made all of these, your options to listen things, now people are being overwhelmed, right? I hear this in the marketing and the tourism world, right? You have all these experiences, but you have to learn how to curate the ones,
yes.
The big words curate, right? Curate the ones that you think is relative to your market or your audience, right?
Totally agree.
And so Ed, as the Hall of Fame DJ guy, maybe he didn't know that, but he was curating musical experiences for his maybe you do, just didn't use, you were curating this musical experience for people when you were able to pick out what tunes you wanted to play at the time. There's an importance to all that, right?
Absolutely.
And what happens is nowadays, because there's a zillion, if you go to Spotify, if you and I started the Chris and Chris, right, the Chris Squared harmonica duo,
C2,
all right, C2. Right?
Oh, gosh.
Harmonica duo. We can get our crap on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can be part of a zillion acts on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you start?
Yep. And with a zillion different acts, where's the reach?
Right.
And that is the challenge for anybody playing in the streaming business. It's great if you have access to everyone, but just because you have access to everyone doesn't mean everybody's listening.
I think one of the biggest, and I understand money is money. I got it. Money's money and payroll's very expensive. But when we start seeing, there were DJs that had that education, right? They had that depth of knowledge of what was going on.
Yeah.
And they can make the experience a little bit better in a way. The loss of those over the years because they were being replaced by computers, right? And I think maybe it's coming back a little bit. We have a music station with three live humans during the day, including that guy over there. You know, there's an importance to that.
Well, and I'm becoming more and more of a big believer that life, and in particular media consumption, is a bit cyclical, because there were things in the 50s and 60s when radio was super local and just was different than it even was in the 80s and 90s that are starting to come back into fashion.
Right.
And I have every expectation, especially given the nostalgia that radio brings in particular to just life. There isn't a person on earth today that wasn't born when radio existed, right? Radio's been around that long.
Correct.
And so that is the type of thing that just is with you. It's with you till the day you die, whether you're 18 or whether you're 75 or 90. And I think that is another thing that radio has going for it. You and I were also talking in the commercial break that on the streaming side, the largest tech company on the planet, Apple, just last month announced that they are adding 100,000 radio stations from around the country, including most here in Tucson, to their iPhones and to their their streaming video platform, the Apple HomePod, so that you can just say on your iPhone, and I'm not going to use the word S-I-R-I, because if I say it, everybody's phone is going to light up.
I love that. Siri,
play The Voice, KVOI.
Right.
So hopefully, well, it's not.
I did it with people
yet.
With Echo. Yeah. Alexa.
Oh, people are going to be pissed at you.
I love doing it. 790-2040. Let's go to the phones before we go to break. Let's get Al on the line. Al, you're on with Chris Klein from the Arizona Broadcasters Association.
Listen, I want to let you know the man's right on with radio. I wear a set of old Sony waterproof headphones. Listen to radio all day. I have a flip phone. I don't have to mess around. I reach up, I push the button. You guys are on. If I get tired of you, I push the button. Somebody else is there. I don't play around.
What the hell you mean you get tired of me? I'm just kidding.
Well, sometimes it gets old.
I'm just kidding.
But no, I love having radio, and it's a shame that it's all gone, like you said, to computer and stuff. It's like KRQ was the first one. They had the big reel-to-reel. You got nothing all day.
Right.
Same song.
Well, and I think that's the key right now. It's what radio stations are going to stay local, are going to focus on programming that makes sense for their audiences, and what stations are going to continue to do a lot of syndicated programming. And look, there's nothing wrong with syndicated programming, and there's going to be a niche for that. But there's also this niche for local community programming that connects audiences with their neighbors and allows them to feel like they're a part of something bigger.
Right. You gotta have that balance, right? Because syndicated is important also, but at the same time, the local has to be quality stuff that's connected to what's going on in the
yes.
community. It just can't be local for local sake.
Yes.
So let's do
well,
this.
Myself, I want to learn something on the radio. At least you guys just show while I'm working, I can be learning something.
Awesome. Well, Al, we always appreciate your calls and listening, and thanks for the good phone call, buddy.
You guys have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too, sir. 7:46 in the morning. Let's go to break. Tom and Adriana, hold on. I'll get to you. Chris Klein, Arizona Broadcasters Association. Supervisor Ally Miller coming up at the top of the hour. Wake up, 10:30 The Voice. All right. 7:50 in the morning. We're playing the Chris Klein, Arizona Broadcasters Association playlist here. Little John and Richie when they were friends.
Yeah, good stuff back then.
We're trying.
azbroadcasters.org, does that sound right?
That sounds perfect.
That's his he's going to be doing a very inspiring address to the to the agencies of this town.
Advertising
world. Don't build me up too big.
Yeah. He's gonna. Remember that scene in Patton when he walks in front of the American flag at the beginning of the movie? It's gonna be like that.
Oh, I like that.
But about media.
I guess anybody can go there if you pay the fee, right?
Absolutely.
11:30 to 1:30 today, Hotel Tucson City Center on Granada. That one, you know.
This is the one behind the chamber office.
Right,
there.
Right. And so. Go to. You know, the Arizona.
Looking at the AdFed site, it looks like they're going to be doing a full-size rubber chicken, so it's going to be worthwhile.
Wow. There you go.
So
I can't wait.
And you can go to Anita Street Market right after you hear Chris talk. It's only three blocks away. So
hey, there's the foodie guy talking.
You should. I'll
tell
him
where that
is.
Yeah.
Well, off air, I'll tell him. We got calls to take. Let's go to 790-2040. Let's go to Adriana on line 4. Adriana, what's up, young lady?
Well, good morning. I'm sorry that I'm going to miss Chris's speech. I would love to have listened to his speech.
Oh, you're kind. So, thank you.
So anyway, so what
I that little laugh. That was so
did you
cute.
Hear that?
So what I was going to say is that radio is still one of the only mediums that has not been affected by technology. So Google hit and newspapers just started closing up shop all across the country. When you got... what is it, series in your car. You know, not everybody could afford it. But radio has always been free, and I'm speaking from, like, living out in the country as a young girl growing up on the farm. We were out in the middle of nowhere. But you could always have a radio on and pick up a signal from somewhere and listen to radio.
Yes.
So I have always loved radio. Radio is like, I'm glad that I ended up working for a radio station because I just know how much it affected me growing up, being able to listen to radio, you know, since I was little. And like I said, right now, you can go to any dollar store, buy a little 99 cents radio, and have radio all day long, day and night.
You know, you make me remember, I was up at the Navajo Reservation 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I spent some time with a radio group up there, and I had not spent a lot of time in northeastern Arizona. And if you spend any time up there, what you realize really quick is that everything is really far apart from one another, right?
That radio station is the lifeblood up
there. Yes, KTNN. And the internet connection on your cell phone is non-existent. They don't have even 3G, let alone 4G. There's not internet in the homes.
Right.
A lot of homes don't have electricity or running water. And then if you're going to go pick up food, if you need to run into a grocery store, it's a 30 to 45 minute drive. The only way that these people are connected to one another is through the radio and through their cars. And if that isn't the power of what this device can do for people, right? Nothing is, but you're right. Sometimes when we're in cities like Tucson and Phoenix, we lose sight of the fact that, right, everything isn't always accessible and there for us. And radio brings people together in ways that most can't.
Adriana, thanks for the call. I got to get two more to go to. But if you're listening to this show right now and you're a business that needs you want to get the reach of radio, especially our amazing audience, you should be calling us up at 790-2040 and let Ed know, and we'll hook you up with one of our sales professionals, or email us at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. That's because we're in it. We know radio works, and our audience is so loyal that they will show up to your place if you become part of our show. So,
hey, people wouldn't be calling if they're not listening.
Correct. Line two, let's go to Marty on line two. Marty, what's going on, sir?
Morning, Chris.
Hey, sir.
Hey, it's almost impossible to buy a little portable radio anymore. you just can't find them. I mean, the ones maybe about the size of a sheet of paper, half sheet of paper, that you can carry around with you or have available. You just can't find them. They just don't exist.
Yeah, it is harder to find home radios than it used to be. And one of the reasons for that is, as technology evolves, you can now listen to radio on smart speakers. And so if you want to listen to The Voice, KVOI, you can do it with some of these new technologies. But as we've talked about, it does require a little bit more tech savvy, and it's more expensive.
And you're right. It's the idea that the home speakers of the Alexas and the Siris of the world have brought radio back into the homes, right?
Absolutely.
And radio has to make that pitch. The radio world has to keep promoting that if you want radio back, and just buy one of those things. On Prime Day, I think you get an Alexa for $40, for God's sakes.
Yep.
Throw it, which is about the size of the time you played for a radio in the old days. You can do all these other things and just say, hey, Alexa, play KVOI The Voice. Boom, there it is.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
okay.
Marty, thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, Chris. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, sir. 790-2040. Let's go to Tom on line three. Tom, you're on with Chris and Chris. What's up?
Hey, great. Good morning. You grew up in Brooklyn. You remember Cousin Brucey on WABC?
Sure, I remember Cousin Brucey. He's still banging around on Sirius XM 60s channel right now.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say to you. So I am able to listen to Cousin Brucey after your show later in the day, and it's great nostalgia. So there you go. I'll see you later.
Thank you for the call, Tom. And again, Cousin Brucey is the perfect example, but he did that thing where basically he hit it right at the right time, and he kind of, all these people that want to listen to that music are tuning into his stuff. So
yeah.
Ed, let's get you one more call in. 790-2040. Let's go to line four. Barney, you're on with Chris and Chris. We won't tell you which one's who.
Well, I just want to say you can buy small radios. I went into Target and found a pocket size for $9.99 and went online as well, and they've got them for about $12, including ones that are about remote control size. Real convenient, and earbuds you can pick up for $1. So, I'm doing yard work or whatever. Always got stuff early morning in my ears.
Right.
But they are available. Just wanted to mention.
All right. Thank you, Barney. We appreciate it. You just got to look a little harder.
Exactly.
Let's call it that.
Exactly. You don't see the rows and rows of stereo boomboxes like you did 20 years ago.
Right.
Right? Radio is accessible, if not more accessible, in the car than it's ever been. But bringing it back into the home is now where technology is actually creating an opportunity for radio.
And I'm a music file guy. I really am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so for me, the technology for me is amazing because all in one little spot, there's everything.
Well, and just think about what it takes to put this show together every day.
Right.
You're on your computer. You're using this technology in order to put on traditional radio.
Right. This guy is doing a speech today, and a fiery speech.
No, it's not going to be fiery.
Inspiring.
I like inspiring.
Inspiring
like
and informative that. Speech today.
Yes.
It's going to be at the Hotel Tucson City Center. That's the hotel right behind the old chamber office there on Granada, right off the interstate.
St. Mary's in Granada.
Yeah. And basically, this man's going to give the kind of the state of what's going on, state of Arizona broadcasting, and share a lot of these details from this Nielsen report you were talking about.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the future of media, looking at how people are consuming it, how it's changing, why broadcast TV and radio remain such a core piece of our world, and the opportunities for both consumers, advertisers, broadcasters, as we look, let's say, a year or two out. Because you can't look more than a year or two out right now, because there are things that don't exist right now that'll be the thing in 2 years' time. And we just don't know about them.
Chris, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you.
Quick hour. It was really fun, informative, lots of good calls. So thanks for being here. Don't be a stranger.
I'll be back.
Every time you're down, you should be telling me you're coming and... We'll do some radio, and I'll take you to some killer Mexican restaurants.
Ooh,
before it's over.
Yes, please.
I will give you Anita Street Bakery instructions before you leave.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
Oh, it's happening. So,
thanks.
All right, Chris Klein, check out azbroadcasters.org. And Ed Alexander, spin us away. Supervisor Allie Miller coming up next. Brett from Gecko tomorrow. Schweikert calling in from the swamp. And then Prep and Pastry. Wake up.